This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after the worldwide coronavirus death toll topped 3 million, India's capital is facing a record number of new cases in one day. New Delhi's chief minister says about 1 in 3 people tested are positive for COVID-19, warning India's federal government they need more hospital beds. The city's government says it has told Prime Minister Narendra Modi's administration about the dire need of beds and oxygen. Beds are now being set up in New Delhi schools. Germany held a national memorial service on Sunday for its nearly 80,000 victims of the pandemic, with the president urging the country to put aside deep divisions over COVID restrictions to share the pain of grieving families. With pandemic curbs still in force restricting the number of Germans who can attend, the ceremonies were broadcast live on public television. Pope Francis expressed concern Sunday over the escalation of military activity in eastern Ukraine, and the Pope is calling for measures to restore trust in the region. Ukraine and several Western powers have been warning Russia about what they say is massing of tens of thousands of forces on the border with Ukraine. The Pope says he's concerned about local civilians caught up in the conflict. On Friday, French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel declared their support for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and called on Russia to rapidly withdraw troops from the border region. Ukraine has been battling Russia-backed separatists since 2014, and clashes intensified earlier this year despite a ceasefire reached last summer. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iraq's news agency says 2 Iraqi security forces have been wounded after multiple rockets hit an airbase just north of the capital, Baghdad. It says at least 2 rockets exploded Sunday evening in and around an airbase which houses U.S. trainers. The attack comes days after U.S.-led coalition forces were targeted by explosives near a northern Iraq airport. The incident is the latest in a string of attacks that have targeted mostly American installations in Iraq in recent weeks. Egyptian officials say 11 people were killed and 98 injured in a train accident north of Cairo. 4 cars derailed Sunday afternoon, and the cause of the accident is under investigation, according to Egyptian National Railways. The country's health ministry says more than 50 ambulances took the injured to hospitals. It's the latest of several recent railway crashes in Egypt. At least 20 people were killed, and nearly 200 were injured in March when 2 trains collided, and 15 people were injured earlier this month when 2 trains derailed. Ethiopia's military is deploying troops to deal with violence between the country's 2 largest ethnic groups that have left hundreds dead in recent weeks. The decision announced Sunday comes as there are security concerns across Ethiopia ahead of national elections planned for June. A U.S. lobbying group says dozens have been killed by an army rebel group, and further violence has been reported as recently as this weekend. The daughter of hunger-striking Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is calling on Russian authorities to allow a doctor to treat her father in prison. This comes a day after a group of medical professionals warned he is at risk of kidney failure. Navalny, a fierce opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, started refusing food on March 31st in protest at what he said was the refusal of prison authorities to provide him with proper medical care for acute back and leg pain. Meanwhile, allies of Navalny say they plan to stage what they have predicted would be the largest street protest in modern Russian history on April 21st to draw attention to Navalny's deteriorating health. The United States and China, the world's 2 biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate to curb climate change with urgency. The agreement comes just days before U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue. The agreement reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart during talks in Shanghai last week. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.